Listen, Hendrix. I'm told that you're going to perform for us, which I still don't believe, because I don't know how this is possible, but if you would, there'd be more than one grateful person on the premises. Oh, by the way, good night to my guests in case I forget later, in case you don't want to come to a stop. Have you understood anything I've said?
I think so. I've been watching you, so I think. I talk through music anyway. Maybe if I get my guitar together, I'll probably get something together.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Your stage is ours. There seems to be something making noise back there. I hope it's all right.
Yes.
Okay. Some of you might remember that. Some weeks back we did our rock show, and James Hendrix was not on that program because he, after playing a terrifically long set that night before and all into the morning at Woodstock, he collapsed in his room and was not able to be there. He's had odd things happen to him. Once 50 girls jumped into the pool between the stage and the audience when he was appearing. And we assume that will not happen here tonight. But anyway, he has recovered enough to join us tonight. And will you welcome, please, the inimitable Hendrix Experience, Jimi Hendrix Experience. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm coming up. crazy sounds for you. That from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. What a sensational noise. More psychedelic stuff. You get Salazar? Anyway, we've got more psychedelic nonsense from you right now. The brand new one from Jimi Hendrix.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, Jimmy and the boys won in a big American magazine called Billboard, the group of the year, and they're going to sing for you now the song that absolutely made them in this country. And I love to hear them sing it. Hey Joe.
Stop playing this rubbish and dedicate a song to the Cream, regardless of what kind of group they might be in. We'd like to dedicate it to Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce.
I don't mean that they go out and tell other people exactly what they should do, but they very much like to stand up on a stage and tell people what they are and what they do. If you feel that that's the way you'd like to be, well, good. If you don't, never mind, but don't tell me what to do. That's the attitude of a bluesman.
No, I'd rather do it again.
Hey, can we just have one more cry? Hurry, Louis saw the film there. Stop it for a second. Because I was scared of the depth, so then can I just do it one more time, though? Can I just do it one more time?
Thank you.
So right now we'd like to slow it down a little bit and do one of the tunes we recorded as a single. It's a little thing called The Wind Cries Mary. Checks are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering all down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind and whispers clearly. Broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. The wind, it cries very.
me see your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Release of a thing called Burning the Midnight Lamp. It was the first time we ever did it in front of people. Someone will buy a cell phone. Someone told my family.